And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, As for these things which you see, the days will come when there shall not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And they asked him, Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign when this is about to take place? And he said, Take heed that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for this must first take place, but the end will not be at once. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be a time for you to bear testimony. Settle it, therefore, in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and kinsmen and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your lives. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In this gospel for this liturgy for the 33rd Sunday of the Ordinary Time, Jesus is teaching us about eternity. He's trying to get us to set our hearts upon eternal life in heaven. And as he does this, he is showing to us that all of the things of this world are passing. The people are adoring the temple, and Jesus tells them that at some point this could all disappear. There could be a time when not one stone will be left thrown down upon the other. And what Jesus is showing us is that we have to put our treasure in heaven. All of the things in this world are passing. The situation in the world is precarious. Wars and earthquakes and pestilences and all kinds of troubles in the world. And we have to be convinced that what endures are the things of God. This gospel for this Sunday Mass can easily, in a sense, be applied to the terrifying typhoon that passed through the Philippines only recently. That typhoon was powerful. They call it a super typhoon, and it left in its wake devastation and death and great sadness. And this was all happening only a couple weeks after an earthquake in that beloved country. It's like a dramatic sign in the world of how precarious the world is. A priest friend of mine who lives in the Philippines managed to make an audio recording of the wind that he heard outside his window as the typhoon passed by. And he gave it to me in a message on Facebook, and the sound of it was the sound like a jet plane flying by, but it was a constant sound. It was like a groan. It wasn't the sound of like a gust of wind every now and then that we experience in my part of the United States of America, but it was a constant rush of wind. They say it was like 200 miles an hour, steady winds, and then gusts up to 235 miles an hour. Unbelievably powerful and very frightening. The pictures that have come in for all of us to see over the internet and over the television are just surreal. So many lives lost and homes blown away. Can you imagine what it must be like? You know, sometimes in our lives we feel that we've had a bad day or a bad week or a bad month, and so many things are coming at us at once and we can't handle it and we start to complain about it. But imagine with all the difficulties you now experience in life that now your home is gone. There is absolutely no evidence you even owned a home. That your shelter you were staying in after an earthquake is now gone. That you don't know if there's any food or water around, and You don't know where any of your relatives are, if they are alive or not. And you have heard somehow that help is on the way, but it hasn't arrived for you yet. Can you imagine that? What tremendous, tremendous suffering that is. There's a feeling as if there is nothing secure when something like this happens. The Philippines is, I believe, a very unique nation in the life of the Catholic Church. Some of my friends who have been there told me recently that of all the countries in the world, that when missionaries were sent to the Philippines, there wasn't an outright rejection of the gospel. Most of the places the church went to, there was tremendous persecutions and, you know, terrible martyrdoms. But that when missionaries went to the Philippines, my friends told me that, by and large, the Catholic faith was accepted. And the people I know in the Philippines are very, very devout Catholics. And they will go to Mass this Sunday. They're there now already. They've already been there by the time this talk makes it to the internet. And they will hear this gospel about how precarious the world is and how quickly the world can pass away. They will hear Jesus say this in the gospel this Sunday. And they'll have to answer the question, can Jesus still be trusted when everything seems to have been lost? Jesus says something at the end of this gospel that's quite interesting. He says, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. Well, endurance means basically to carry on in the face of great adversity. But what is it that we must really endure in? We must endure in our faith in Jesus. We must persevere in our faith in Jesus Christ, our obedience to His gospel. Following Christ has to be our real security. Pope Francis, in his months as Pope, has been with very new energies really trying to move the church, in all parts of the church, to see that our relationship to Christ is our foundation, that our living friendship with the Lord Jesus is most important. You know, it's true that we do try to have things in this world secure, like our health or economic and material well-being. But if we are not following the Lord Jesus, if we are not living in a state of grace, free from sin, then we are spiritually insecure. We're actually really insecure. If we don't trust in the Lord Jesus and we don't pray, we are insecure. And at the end, at the judgment, all the securities we imagined have helped us in this life will prove themselves useless. The irony about Jesus' teaching about how we have to place our treasure in heaven is that when we follow Christ, a new kind of security does come into our lives. A new kind of security is built up in our lives. First, when we live in a state of grace, when we draw close to the Lord Jesus in holiness and in daily prayer and receiving the sacraments, in trusting in Him and listening to His teachings, when we are one with Christ, we become more at peace with ourselves. That's true. And when we are at peace with ourselves within, then not much on the outside can rob us of that peace. And the other thing is this. When we follow Christ, this leads us to become more loving and giving to others. Jesus tells us to love one another, and He gave us the perfect example when He laid down His life for others, that we may have eternal life in heaven. When He spent His life in teaching and sacrificing, so that we might know the love of God. When we are one with Christ, we become more like Him. We become more loving and giving to others. We can more easily forgive others when we are one with Jesus, who has forgiven us. We can more easily seek to make someone else's life a little bit better in this world. In the Philippines, the winds of that super typhoon unleashed tremendous destruction on that beloved country and nation. But in Christ, we should allow the suffering of our brothers and sisters to unleash our love. That's how we have to respond to suffering. We must let it unleash our love. In my neck of the woods, in my archdiocese, Cardinal Sean O'Malley has instructed all parishes in our diocese to take up a special second collection this weekend to benefit and assist the work of Catholic relief services in the Philippines. Catholic Relief Services does very good work. They say something like 93% of your donation to Catholic Relief Services goes directly to the cause for which you intend. It's a very good organization. You can find their website on the internet, and there are updates about how they're addressing the situation in the Philippines. It's a slow go because there's so much devastation and trauma there. Many of the roads are unpassable, but they are making progress. And many other organizations are there helping out as well, including the U.S. military. I encourage you, if you can, to make a donation. If you're in the United States, to Catholic Relief Services, Caritas International also has a list of the various charitable organizations you can donate to in other countries. And think of it as loving one another. The need in the Philippines is tremendous, and it will be for a long time. And by our love, we can make a little difference in people's lives. It is true that the things and securities of this world can easily pass away, but the things of the kingdom of God endure forever. And what are these things? They are grace, the grace of Jesus, and truth, and love. These things cannot be destroyed because they come from the Lord Jesus, who is all-powerful. We should make the Lord Jesus and our living friendship with Him the solid foundation of our lives. In this way, then our lives will help the lives of others be a little bit better. And with Christ as our foundation, our lives will be secure, and they will be secure for all eternity. God bless you.